Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's attack this from a different angle, Cap.
Yes.
Is there anybody on your team that you would trade one for one for Michael Funchess?
Just looking over my roster here for a second. Let's see. I got Bergman here.
Mm-hmm.
I got Briones.
Yep, Briones.
Got Emily.
Emily Hebel.
Wait. Kaplan cannot make a trade without my consent here.
Why? You're not even playing.
You're not even showing up.
Well, I'm not showing up because I'm going to be working.
Right, but I mean, you're not showing. You're not going to be. Are, so
you have no
say.
Yeah, you have no say.
Bull crap. We are a team.
No say.
Here.
Nah,
okay.
Not in this year. You're not even.
You're not even there.
You're not on the team. You're not even
you're
at
not
the
even
event.
On team,
I'm the
Cappy.
General. I am the general manager of the team. So you're gonna have to deal with me.
Is that for real? Is there a general manager?
Cappy and I are both co-GMs. I'm not letting him make a deal without my consent.
Okay, then I went out. I want to go to Mason's team.
There you go! We've got a trade demand.
So now, okay,
because
now.
Here's what I would say, Mason. You are a terrible leader, okay?
Don't
like,
you
have literally lambasted your entire team today.
It's true.
Yeah.
The only guy you haven't said anything bad about is DeMarco.
No, I mean, I drew the short straw. I've got, my team does
okay,
not have
if,
the
if
talent
you give, okay,
that Cappy's team has.
Cappy, here's my suggestion.
Let
you ready?
What you got? Uh-huh.
We'll trade Briones, but we want Beto.
Done. Mason will do
wait
that.
Wait, hold on a second. They're trying to give away Beto.
Yeah, Beto's just
no.
Dude, they're
no.
trying to give away Beto for
Beto's
a peanut butter sandwich.
I will only trade Briones if we get Beto.
Okay, well, let's expand the deal, though. Let's say we agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Oh, wait, how are you involved in the deal?
If you're involved, I'm involved. Because
I mean,
you and I are the only two people not being there.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you're not just going to take over and put yourself in without me being
there.
Yeah,
no, the people that aren't here are probably
I don't think you and I
shots.
Should have anything to do with it because we're
well,
sitting this out.
Cappy and I are a team, unlike you two. So there's
my ass, we've been a team for 30 years. Are
okay,
you kidding me?
Didn't sound like it before when I jumped into this conversation.
Yeah. Well, you and your irritation at Cap during every show, basically
right.
mocking the
no,
poor
well,
guy.
Well, I'm,
listen,
what I'm interested in is getting a deal.
You know what it got him? You know what it got him? It got him the host of the year.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what
sure.
It got him.
Constant taunting and teasing.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's
it's
get
all
a
plan,
deal
Mason.
Done.
You guys haven't had a plan for 10 years, it
oh
sounds
my
like.
God.
All right, you guys, I'm only interested in making a deal. You guys can go yell at each other later. Let's get a deal done. So Sedano has agreed to, so far, Briones for Beto.
Because he's asked out. Only
okay.
reason.
He's
right.
asked out.
Now,
Briones,
we would
why
also,
did you ask out, though?
We would also on Team Mace like to trade Funchess.
Because I'm in the show of the year.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's expand the deal.
Okay, for who?
How about Funchess for Clinton?
No.
Clinton's
off the table.
Get the hell
Clinton's
out of
off
here.
The table.
I'm hanging up the phone.
Okay.
Clinton's, I'm like the Nets right now. Get out of here with your terrible offer.
You've got more people that have actually played
by the way,
the game.
Do you know that the only reason you're complaining about your team is because Greg Bergman picked these teams? So he stacked the team against you.
Yeah, you'll notice we're not asking for, nor are we interested in Bergman.
What the hell, Bergman?
You made the teams?
We Amanda and I did make the teams.
We were co-commissioners.
Yeah, yes. These teams were terrible.
You
two guys are awful.
Because they're even.
Bergman stacked the team. I don't know about Amanda, but Bergman stacked the team against
Greg,
you.
We went back and forth.
Even. Explain even.
Look at the team. The team is still pretty good.
Like, oh, okay. I don't want to be in Bergman's team now. I want out of it.
Okay, no, you're already out.
Beto's already texted me.
Look,
he's excited.
Beto is a very
honest,
good.
You've already been traded to Team
Wait,
Mace.
Is that official?
Yeah.
By the way, there are no trades allowed.
Shut up.
Wow, the commissioner says no.
Oh, commissioner, no trades allowed.
Why? Wow, why would you have no trades? Why wouldn't you want it to be more interesting?
The jerseys are already being done.
They already paid for it. Too bad.
My team is the red, and Cappy's team is the white.
Bergman, in that case.
Are they not reversible?
Up my bet to 30,000 on Team Cap.
Hold on. Beto is a very good baseball player.
Okay,
DeMarco Farr is an absolute.
Also, hold on.
Did I get 30,000 on Team Cap?
Yes.
Beto actually plays in softball
league.
Yeah,
okay.
He does. He's
very good.
Okay.
So yeah. here's the thing. I'm gonna completely.
I mean, he's already disgruntled with you, Mace, because you've been trashing him.
Yeah, wait, we've been disgruntled with each other for 2 years,
which is why we put him on your team.
Yes, exactly.
And wait, we split up the producers.
And because Bergman wanted to stack the team against you because of what he said earlier.
Why are you trying to throw me into this, Sedano?
I'm just saying,
because
that's coincidental,
Sedano.
Very coincidental.
Okay, so we've got a couple of problems on our team too already. I can feel it. I mean, Jorge doesn't want to be with Bergie.
Yeah,
and we already
knows
how he feels about Emily.
Yeah,
hey, Jorge, listen, on our team,
go ahead.
It doesn't work like that, man. I mean, everybody got to put their ego off to the side.
This is not how you handle players. You get out of here. Okay, listen, Briones.
Yeah,
I got you, bro. Okay, I got some tequila mandala if you stay on the team. Okay.
Extra añejo.
Two
bottles,
yes.
Done.
Okay. Boy, that was an easy sell.
Good negotiation, Jorge.
I am closing my trade shop. I've decided I'm going to go to battle with the guys I've got.
The commissioner just said you couldn't.
And here's the thing that my dugout's going to have: lots of booze and lots of weed. We are going to have a blast on my team. Whether we win or lose, I don't know, but we are going to have fun.
After now hearing that, Bergman, $35,000 on team cap.
Because this is, it's a crapshoot. You talk about the 7-10 All-Star Friday night spectacular. You're talking about a crapshoot. I mean, who knows? Beto gets hot. DeMarco makes a great play. Lindsey Fulton goes yard. All of a sudden, we're back and right in the middle of it. Look out for T-Raj. Travis Rogers is...
Travis is your best player.
Travis and Ramona have actually played. I hope Ramona...
Is she available?
She is available.
Okay.
She's playing. By the way, you guys, when it comes to Travis actually said that he got a scholarship to UCSB to play baseball, not hitting at all in high school. So he said he actually doesn't even want to bat in this.
Well, he's going to.
He has to. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
That's going to tell you a little bit about his skills.
I'm going to take my team to the batting cage on Saturday.
Yeah. How many people do you think are going to show up for that?
Right.
So wait. You literally trashed your team for 3 hours today. You were making a deal. We were making deals,
yeah.
And then the commissioner said
no deals.
And now you're going to do this kumbaya thing like they're supposed to buy that?
Well, yeah. Didn't you hear the part about the liquor and the weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you. What, given the fact that there are no trades, what option do I have then to go to the battle with the guys that I got?
Right, but it's not like you can take. Now you're like Bergman. You can't take back what you said.
Sure,
right.
I can. I just did.
No, Kaplan, you're going to win. This could be. Amanda, is there a skunk rule? If Bergman's team jumps out 10-0, is there a 10
team.
Run
it's
rule?
Team.
Yeah.
Well, Bergman's on it.
Well, Cappy, here's what should happen. Every time your team scores, they should do that ridiculous point you do in that picture.
All point right across the field.
Yeah, because you know how like the Dodgers do the tapping of the helmet thing?
Yeah.
Everybody should do the little ridiculous double point thing you do in your picture.
Mace, get a cowboy hat like the Angels do. If anyone hits a home run, you make them wear a cowboy hat.
You know
what
I like? I like that one thing where the person that scores takes this big axe and knocks it in the ground, and then everybody goes, boom. They were doing that during the College World Series. We're going to do.
We need like a World's Heavyweight Championship belt.
We
from
have
pro
it.
Wrestling. So
wait, we have one in the studio, I think,
so
from the Marcellus.
This
is there is one around, yeah.
A tweet from Christian Gonzalez. Amanda doing her best David Stern impression. I veto all trades!
Right, this is like the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers. Same thing, David Stern. No, I mean, here's the whole point of the thing. If you weren't at the Mandy's, here's a way to get into the fun, right? I mean, it's free. It's open to the public. You can text for VIP guest list. Text the word STAR to 40705. Want to see a lot of you guys out there. Look, we're heavy underdogs, and that's okay. I still believe that we can win. No,
How
I believe that we can win.
How heavy
we
are
have
an
practice
underdog?
On Saturday. We have practice on Saturday.
How many people do you think are going to show up to practice?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I don't know. Funcher, will you come to batting practice on Saturday?
Hell no.
Funch is like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, Funch, you ain't going to batting practice.
Yeah, we're going to BP on Saturday. That's
Please.
How serious we are about this. We're going to BP.
Please.
Mason, are you really going to batting cages?
I already did go to one, yes.
I'm doing some scouting right now. I'm watching film. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you as a matter of fact, I am watching film right now.
Yeah. Of who?
Of Clinton Yates not only going deep,
oh,
but
man,
showing
yeah.
off speed and driving in runners and scoring
positions. This is the easiest 35K I'm ever going to make.
Yeah. And by the way, let's not forget Kurt Sandoval, Mason's one of Mason's rivals on Team Cappy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I Kurt's like a triathlete.
Yeah, I know.
He's such a jerk.
He's not a jerk.
He's the opposite of a jerk.
He's like the nicest
person ever. It's actually ridiculous to call him a jerk.
Yeah, it's like when we used to try and paint Jeff Biggs as a jerk. Jeff was like the nicest guy here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly.
No one got the bit.
So Clinton has played. Beto
Mario's a hell of an athlete, too.
Is Mario a great athlete?
Mario can dance as a distraction. You know,
it's game time for the 7-10 All-Star Softball Game, presented by Coors Light.
That wasn't
it's
terrible.
Not. It's presented by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. It's your journey. Own it with Hyundai.
Cap's going to be drinking Coors Light, so there you go.
Truth. Yeah. That's facts.
Coors Light is one of the sponsors, it says here. So.
Yeah,
are you sorry you're going to miss this? I know you got Summer League, but are you sorry you're going
to
miss this?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah. I would like, I mean, if I didn't have a game, if I didn't have a doubleheader, I would fly back to do it.
Yeah.
So it's an easy trip. But
Bergman, Ireland, you're sorry you're going to miss this one? This is going to be a fun one.
No, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
So
it is your birthday.
That's a dry 15th.
How old are you turning?
59. It's Laura Romo's birthday? 15th? Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
What are you doing, John?
Going away. My wife's taking me someplace.
59, that's got to be scary, right?
Wow.
59, it's like one from 60. It's like
why
almost
is it scary?
At 60. No, I don't know. That seems scary.
59 is the new 39.
I've got 3 years till I turn 60. I got some time on my hands.
3 years, really?
Yeah.
Ireland's that much older than you?
Yeah, I'm 57. He's 59.
Would have never guessed, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
John, do you know where you're going?
I do, I think, but I'm not 100% sure.
What do you think?
I can't say.
Really? Because if
not
you
listening.
Say
yeah,
it,
it's okay.
No, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. if Sedano would have asked you, you know, as a someone who knows how to deal with snakes, he would have just pulled it right out of you.
Oh, no. Yeah. By the way,
yeah,
you got this wrong.
What,
in that
what do
scenario,
I have wrong?
Bergman is the snake. I was the snake charmer. I got Bergman to dance like I wanted him to dance.
Right.
So Bergman is the snake. I'm the snake charmer.
Mm. He's the one playing
honestly,
the flute.
Honestly, nobody did anything. I did it all on my own.
I mean, I played the flute and Bergman just sang.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sang like a cobra.
Yeah, it is true. You did walk right into that, Bergman.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I said it myself. There was nobody that said anything.
Yeah. Yeah. There's George stirs up crap here all the time.
Well, he went to the Chris Morales school of stirring
of antagonization.
Up stuff. Yeah.
So it all kind of works.
I'm not denying any of that.
No, so, hey, Sonato, I saw earlier that you tweeted I'd be a terrible GM.
Oh, my God, this deal.
Now,
yeah,
wait a minute. But hold on, Sonato. Who wins that trade? Because I just proposed a trade.
First of all, I actually don't think either team would do that deal. Because if you're the Angels and you're going to trade Ohtani or Trout, for that matter.
Right.
I think that historically, if you look at those types of trades,
mm-hmm.
the team wants like your 5 of your top 7 or 8 prospects. Like that's what they want.
Or young players, yeah.
Right. They want to build a team that can win in 3 or 4 years. Like,
well, I think of the names I gave you, they're all in their 20s.
Well, and there's a huge caveat in there, which is that somehow Trey Turner is going to go to the Angels
and
sign
a
long-term extension. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, like, and same thing with Ohtani. The Dodgers wouldn't make that deal unless Ohtani would agree to an extension.
Right. But Ohtani, at least with the Dodgers, I mean, they were in on him till the end, right?
Right. And one of the reasons why he went to the Angels is he wanted to hit and pitch. And now the rule has changed. So he could hit and pitch anywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, what we're seeing with Ohtani is there hasn't been a guy. I mean, people compare him to Babe Ruth. He's better than Babe Ruth. I mean.
Well, I think it's very early to say that. Babe Ruth had a very long career.
Well, Babe Ruth was a better hitter
than
Ohtani. But Ohtani's a much better pitcher than Ruth ever was.
Yes. Agreed on that. And I believe in, you know, look. Babe Ruth could not play in 2022. He was an old fat guy.
No,
come on. Like, that's not happening.
Fat clown, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
That's the way he's remembered.
And by the way, if Michael were here, he would point out that Babe Ruth didn't have to play against any black players or any Latin players.
Right.
So it would have been a different game.
Yeah. I mean, it was completely
now you've got the world's best players all in the same
and
league.
They're all in much better shape. Like, there's no fat guys in Major League Baseball, or very few if there are.
That's a great thing to look into. Because remember, even recently, like, David Wells was a big fat guy.
But that's a long time ago now.
I mentioned, for some reason, Greg Luzinski earlier
today. Do you remember Kansas City Royals? Steve Balboni, when they went to the
World
Series.
Oh, that's a good one.
Steve Balboni! I knew him when he was in Columbus.
Yeah, there really aren't a lot of big rotund dudes. Are
even
they?
Catchers.
Although
are
there was
not
a Greg, there was a Dodger reliever the other night who could go on a diet.
Yeah,
what's his name? Reyes Maranta.
Reyes
Maranta. When he, we were out of game, when he trotted in,
trotted is the right way.
He rumbled in. Yeah. I would say
I would say that guy could go for a small cone.
Not a ton of guys who aren't svelte these days in Major League.
No, it's absolutely true. I think, in the end, if I'm the Angels, I'm going to take one more crack at putting something around Ohtani. And if I don't contend next year, then I trade him at the trade deadline.
You got to trade him at some point if this is what.
Well, that is what you just said, George, is the one thing you cannot do is let him walk away for nothing.
Correct.
You do that, and it's like, you know, when LeBron left Cleveland, it'll just devastate your team for 5 years.
Yeah.
So they got to get something for him. The question is, would their trade value be lessened if they waited a year like Mason is suggesting? In other words,
because he has two, right, left on his deal
this
right
year
now?
And next year. So this year, they don't have a gun to their head. Next year, they would. They would.
Right.
Like
you're
you
actually
could
getting
say,
less next year.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Would it be smarter for them to trade him this year?
I think so, because the other team will have another year of control, in theory. And you have a year of trying to convince him this is the place for you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I just don't know how you win that trade, especially the people they got running the Angels. How do you win that trade?
Mace, a lot of these deals, like, you know, like the Atlanta Braves, granted, they only won one World Series when they had Glavine and Maddox and Smoltz and Avery and those guys. But those deals that they made in the late 80s set them up to win the division 14 times.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It can happen. I mean, they had great baseball people making those calls.
Right.
I don't see anything. I mean, all you have to do is look at the pitching staff that the Angels put together year after year and say, clearly somebody doesn't know what they're doing.
Agreed. But didn't they just hire somebody new last year or this
Perry
past year?
Perry Manasian. When did Perry Manasian start? Maybe
this is his second year.
So maybe he does get it right.
Right.
Maybe he does know what he's doing.
How did the pitching staff he went out and built this year look?
Doesn't look good. But he got
no. Actually, but they actually when they lost all those games. They weren't hitting. Their pitching was decent in that stretch.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, Patrick Sandoval has been okay. Shohei Ohtani's been spectacular, but Michael Lorenzen's been a bust. Noah Syndergaard's like a 4 ERA guy. They just can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
he can't stay healthy. I would have taken a swing at him. Like, why not? You know?
Yeah, especially on a 1 year deal. I agree with you.
All right, guys. I have got to rush to my car so that I can hear my favorite afternoon show, Shidano and Cappy.
Yeah, and John's going to go listen to the PTI podcast.
I do, every day, on my way home.
Exactly. I'll be listening to you guys. We're back tomorrow at 1, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom, ba-dum, bum. Bing, ba-dum, ding. Doo, da-da, doo. Bing, ba-dum, bing. Bing, bum, bum. Boom, ba-dum, bum.
Bee, ba-da, boop.
Ding, da-da, ding.
So, Cappy.
Yeah.
Chris is right. Mason is a terrible leader. Holy moly.
See, George, I'm more of a delegator type.
Yeah.
Like, I've already been in communication with Clinton Yates today.
Yeah.
To discuss, like, pregame warm-up and routine.
Right.
You know, we got a bunch of people out there that, you know, haven't played in a long time, and I don't want anybody taking swings. I don't want anybody throwing the ball and trying to loosen up their gun. The deal is this. You show up as is. We kick ass. We take names.
Yeah.
We have the after party.
Yeah, the after party. People are already asking about the Cappy after party.
Got to figure that out. Yeah, got to figure that one out. Haven't put much time into that one quite yet, George. Had a lot of time for the Mandy's, you know?
It's okay. I'm just saying, like, they're expecting, you know, big things out of you.
Do you look at these two rosters, George, and feel like our team is stacked against Team Mace?
Well, I literally wrote when the teams came out, I said Team Cappy in a route.
So what do you like? Let's just handicap here for a quick second. Take a look at Mason's roster and give me a Sedano rundown.
Oh, no. Look, I think Mason's got good players on his roster. I think Beto's a good player. DeMarco's a good player. Lindsay's a good player. Funchy. Dr. Cloud, I've never seen him do anything athletic. I've seen him, be an awesome doctor. So I don't know. I mean, Travis was an incredible player. Ramona was a college player. And I would imagine Taylor looks, he looks athletic. I've never seen him do anything athletic, but he looks athletic. But
it sounds like you like Team Mace. You seem to like this team.
They're a good team. They're a better team than what Mason's giving them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at your squad.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, Bergman can definitely play. Briones can definitely play. I don't know about Emily, but I'm assuming she can play.
She's
definitely athletic.
I mean, Emily and her sister were partying it up at the Mandy's and then making threats that they were going to kick some ass. I mean, we got to take for granted, I think, that Emily can ball.
Kirk Morrison has to be your cleanup hitter.
Oh, Kirk Morrison is going to be just knocking bombs.
Right. Mario is an incredible athlete. You know, people just think, because he's small. He's a really good athlete.
No, I'm looking for speed.
Sandoval is a triathlete, as you heard. Sliwa's in good shape. I mean, that kid, he knocked out more push-ups than anybody here. And we know CY is all about the baseball. So while Mason has a good team, I just think that your team has more talent overall.
When you look at Kirk Sandoval, when you take a look at where he is on the roster.
Yeah, by the way, Beto says that your after party should be at Calaveras in West Covina.
Oh, really? Calaveras?
I've always wanted to go there.
It's good.
You guys think we should? Should we host an after party there?
Well, I'm not going to the All-Star game because I was not invited. So you guys should go.
Wait, hold on a second. What do you mean you aren't invited?
Well, it's also your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, but I got to work here.
Oh,
you're working. Oh, okay. So you're working. You're not coming to. Okay, I got it. It's not that you weren't invited. It's that you're working.
Well, everybody's working, just not here.
Right, but somebody got to be there, no?
Exactly. So default me, the birthday girl. Thanks, guys.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk this out here for a second. What should we do? Is there a solution to this issue?
I'm working.
I don't know. Talk to Bergman.
I mean, who could we get to fill in for you so you could be out there celebrating your birthday and participating?
I mean, your girl has to wash her hair.
Right. For her birthday.
But you guys should go to Calaveras. Actually, the food's not great, but the drinks are good.
Okay. We'll tell them. Yo, can we have some of that not great food and some of those really good drinks?
I mean, you only need the drinks, Cappy. You don't need
I know.
The
well,
food.
It's an after party.
Yeah.
So I feel, George, like our team.
Yeah. Stacked.
I feel like we've got a lot of really good, a lot of good ball players.
Yeah. I just think you have. I mean, look, the reality is Mason is by far the biggest handicap on his own team.
Yeah. I mean, so Mace is the weak link. Over on Team Mace, who would you
There's
qualify?
There's not a worse player, I believe, on any roster than Mace by a long shot.
Okay. And who's our weak link on our side? I mean, just be
honest.
I
don't know. I don't think there's not a weak link. Like, I don't believe that. I think that's the difference. That's why I think your team wins easily.
What about, like, Ramona, though? I mean, she's a real
softball
like, high-level Division I softball player.
No question. Ramona's going to be awesome. DeMarco's going to be awesome. Lindsay's probably going to be awesome. And Beto's going to be awesome. Funchy, can you play softball? I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm not a softball guy. I'm not a baseball guy, but I mean, I work out pretty much almost every day.
No, so.
I know
that's
you work out.
That's fine. Working out's fine, but Funch, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thrown a ball?
Yeah, I've thrown a ball. Who hasn't thrown a ball?
No. I don't mean.
Obviously,
I don't
is
mean.
Awesome, but Funchy isn't instilling a lot of confidence right now in me.
Yeah, I mean, Funch, when I say throw a ball, what I mean is this. Like, you ever see somebody go out and throw out a first pitch, and you're like, gosh, that guy looks like he's never thrown a ball in his life.
I mean, I think I can throw out a first pitch, but I mean, I'm not a, a major league pitcher.
Any baseball experience, little league, pony league, travel ball, high
softball.
School ball?
I mean, softball, a little bit in, high school, just playing, goofing around my kid, my friends, but,
So you
nothing
don't,
really.
What about throwing a football? You like throw a football?
Yeah, I can throw a
lot?
Football. Yeah, I'm more of a basketball player than anything. But you know, I think I can do this, guys.
You're depending on athleticism, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, I am. I don't think I'm going to hit one out the yard or anything, but I'll catch some fly balls and, you know, get some ground balls and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. George, how would you compare on Team Mace?
I just think there's more actual baseball players on your team.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, Ramona and Travis and Beto.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Lindsay, who's on Team Mace, versus Emily, who's on Team Cappy? You know, interesting that they're not on the same team, number one, but also whoever put these teams together, and we just heard that it's Greg Bergman and Boss Amanda.
Yeah.
Somebody decided to put Lindsay on Team Mace and put Emily with us.
They wanted to separate people from their shows.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was also just thinking, though, that like Emily was saying some stuff after the Mandy's that got Lindsay really fired up. And then, you know, Lindsay and Mace are always kind of at it with each other. So I just wonder if really it's kind of like I'm feeling like I'm being cast in a reality show right now. And the producers are looking for where can conflict be created? Let's put Lindsay on Team Mace.
I mean, I feel like Lindsay and Beto, since they are normally parts of this show, I feel like we've got like an inherent advantage to create a little, you know, insurgence.
Right. That's right. I wonder how some of these guys are feeling, though, like DeMarco Farr. Like, is DeMarco one of these guys that feels like, I don't want to be on Team Mace? Because there's been a lot of controversy here this afternoon.
Well, I feel like DeMarco's very easygoing. He'll just do whatever, you know, they want him to do.
Yeah, DeMarco's the kind of guy that's going to go, hey, let's go have some fun. And, hey, if you're on my team, let's go try and win. I feel like he's happy-go-lucky like that.
Yeah, I would agree. So I think that's good. So, look, Yates is supposed to stop by in the next couple of segments so we can chat more with him about this.
He's not coming on, guys. Sorry. He's going to get he's going with Corporate Greg and Emily to go shop for some gloves and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So he's not coming on. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me they were going to go to a batting practice.
They might go to batting practice after.
Yeah.
So, wait, it's Clinton Yates and Emily and Greg?
And
yeah, your team.
Okay. So, okay. Clinton, I know you're listening. After you get these guys' gloves, go take them for a little BP. I mean, let's get a little advantage, okay? I mean, if you coach these guys up, Clinton Yates, will you do that? Just wanted to put that message out there.
Yourself? I mean, you coached a little league team that went like 1-19, didn't you?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But I also did coach the back-to-back-to-back Jewish Community Center championship teams of 11, 12, and 13-year-old boys.
Well, then there you go.
Right. So I have that on my resume as well,
okay.
George.
Okay, good. I like it. All right,
but I've got Clinton. Clinton's doing all the coaching, George, just so you know.
Okay, fair enough. Coming up next, the Lakers head coach, Darvin Ham, spoke to our friend Mark Spears, and he said some stuff. You want to hear about some of that stuff?
I'd love to.
By the way, Mark will join us at 6:15 as well. So we will chat with Mark at 6:15 about his interview. But I want to dive into some of the stuff that Darvin said, specifically about the three best players on this team. And I've also done some crowdsourcing. Cappy,
what do you mean by that?
Crowdsourcing, like chatted with different people.
Uh-huh. About what?
About the alleged Kyrie Russ swap. And alleged. We don't know if it's, I mean, we know it's real, but like, you know, it hasn't happened. So it hasn't been consummated.
Okay.
So, you know.
Morsels. That's right. Morsels.
Yeah,
thank you, Laura.
I've got morsels from crowdsourcing. And I believe I know. I'm not reporting anything, but it's just the crowdsourcing has led me to have a hypothesis. Okay. So we'll have that as well, plus the Darvin Ham stuff in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You got to bring Cappy back.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Go ahead, girl.
You're a little offbeat.
Yeah, maybe so. Sexy back.
Kind of normal for him, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
How to act.
Bob Dylan. Justin Timberlake.
Why does everybody sound like that? He made Beyonce sound like that yesterday.
Take it to the chorus. Come here, girl. Go ahead, be on with it. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, be gone with it. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, be gone. Go ahead, girl.
What's wrong with you?
No, man. I need the lyrics. I need like a refresher on this song.
Hey, by the way, we're counting down to our All-Star Friday night, as you've heard. The event, which is in 8 days, join the 710 crew at the West Covina Sportsplex on Friday, July 15th to watch the Wiffle Ball Bash, which is like a home run derby, and the All-Star Softball game presented by Coors Light. All the shows will be broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic, plus other secret prizes. 710 All-Star Friday night is open to the public, but if you want to get on our VIP list, text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 40705. That's STAR to 40705. Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all summer long.
Nice read. Really, really smooth. Well done. Nice read. Good love for Coors Light there at the end. Now, yeah. George, before we move on, breaking news right now. Are you ready for this?
Breaking. Okay, because I've got Lakers stuff that I feel like is good. But go ahead.
But this is, I mean, everybody in L.A. is going to need this information right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Juraj Slafkovský. It was the number one overall pick to the Montreal Canadiens. Let's move on.
Oh, NHL draft tonight. Yeah, it's on TV.
Yeah, you following it?
I mean, I have it on. I'm not really following it, though. Yeah, I see my friend Emily Kaplan up there.
So, no, I didn't. You know. I didn't know it was tonight, and just found out, and then just wanted to send out.
And there'll
mazel
be some summer league action right after this, actually.
Well, I just thought this was breaking news, George. I thought you would need this right now. Juraj Slafkovský is the number one overall pick to the Montreal Canadiens. That's Juraj Slafkovský.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, Cappy,
yeah.
Do you want the Darvin Ham stuff to Mark Spears first, or do you want my crowdsourcing on the Kyrie Westbrook trade first?
Very excited that Mark Spears is coming on the show today. Looking forward to talking about this interview that he's done with Darvin Ham. However, I don't know, man. You're up to something. What's going on? What do you know? Tell me.
I don't know anything. What I've done is I'm like, what, you know, there's a lot going on here with this, you know, the Brooklyn, right? Whether it's Kyrie and Kevin Durant and, you know, the Lakers are involved and all these teams are involved with KD, right? Like, so I just started calling people today. I had a lot of time today.
When you say you're calling people, who are you calling?
I can't tell you that.
I know you wouldn't tell me, but I thought I'd at least ask.
So I'm just calling people around the league. Let's
like who,
say.
Like Woj maybe?
No, I'm just calling people around the league. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So I'm calling people, which, by the way, was a little more challenging than I initially thought because my son got sick at school and I had to go pick him up. So
what happened to Mateo? What happened to my man?
You know, he's not feeling so hot. He's just like, you know, I don't know.
School.
Like,
wait a second. Where are we
well,
in July?
It's like summer school. Or
oh,
whatever,
okay. You know? I just didn't know if he was on some other program.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
So anyway,
how's he doing?
So, he's much better now. Yeah. Okay. So thank you.
All right. Send him my love.
I will. Yes. So I started calling people. I spoke to probably a handful of people today.
Five?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So that would be a handful, yes.
Well, I'm just like, listen, details, that's all.
So, yes, I spoke to a handful of people. Okay. And I was like, yo, and it was a very open-ended question with all, yo, what is going on in Brooklyn?
You know what I mean? That's like, the question. The question is, yo, what's going on?
Yeah,
in Brooklyn?
Literally. Like, that's how I started every conversation. Like, yo, what is going on in Brooklyn?
All
so,
right. What'd you get?
And I got a lot of different answers, but I started to get a lot of similar answers when it came to Kyrie. Because a lot of it initially was about KD and like, what's going to happen with KD, whatever, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, look, the KD stuff is all over the map. So I don't have anything on KD like that I feel like, oh, wow, we should talk about, even as reckless speculation, okay? Just because there's so many opinions on it.
But you seem to think, though, that KD has to do something before Kyrie gets sorted out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, that's already been reported, but that was reported earlier today, right? By somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is that is the one thing I got in return. Yes. That it's just like, they're going to move KD first. They're going to try to figure that out and then they'll figure out the Kyrie stuff.
Okay.
Mostly because, as it's already been reported, that the Lakers and Nets at the moment are not engaged, even though they were initially engaged in trade conversations. Okay. So,
you're saying that the Lakers and the Nets at least at some point
had a conversation. Yeah, everybody's reported that. That's not breaking news.
So, no, but they just to be clear, they have spoken, and the Lakers said, "Hey, we have Russ and don't want him. And the Nets said, hey, we have Kyrie and we don't want him.
Well, that's not exactly what was said.
They didn't say...
No, they didn't say it like that. They just say, hey, let's discuss a deal. Nobody says we have him and we don't want him. Nobody does that. That's not necessarily the way you negotiate anything.
Okay, but both sides know the story.
Whatever, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, as everyone's reported already, there were initial conversations. Those conversations were fruitless, okay? So at the moment, you know, it just kind of standing in their corners is basically the way it was described to me. So, but... Basically, what I was told was that and again, this is from different people, that the reporting, and I don't remember who it was that reported it, so my apologies. I'm not trying to, like, stiff anyone on this stuff. The report of Westbrook and Talen Horton-Tucker for Kyrie Irving and the shooter's name, who's just...
Steve Johnson?
Joe Harris?
Joe Harris, yes.
Oh, not Steve.
Steve Johnson is kind of close. It's a very average, normal name. You know what I mean?
Like, I was just throwing out something really average, right?
So those are the players that would be involved.
Thanks, Funchy.
But the Nets. What?
Good job, Funchy. Joe Harris, okay. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Funchy. Yes.
Good job, Funchy.
But the Nets want both of those picks, from my understanding.
Wait, go back to this now. Hold on. So the Lakers would give up Russ and THT. They would get back Kyrie and who, Funch?
Joe Harris.
Thank you, sir. But
that's already been reported. That's
okay,
not,
right. But yeah, those
that's
four
not me
players,
breaking anything. So.
I understand. Those four players back and forth, right?
But it was confirmed to me by all these handful of people that is basically what the deal is framed around. Okay?
But then you said something thereafter about the two picks. What do you say?
The Nets want both picks. And now, remember, I said, now this was not reported anywhere, a couple days ago, I said to you, if I'm the Lakers, I'm not giving up both picks. And I understand why they wouldn't want to give up both picks. Okay? Particularly the 2027 pick. And I gave you my reasoning. Do you remember the reasoning?
Not really.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't. So the reasoning was, by the time all these guys are done with their deals, LeBron, AD, and even Kyrie, if he's here for a few years, it's going to be like 2025, basically. Okay? So that means that 2027 pick is going to be valuable because chances are you're going to be rebuilding at that stage.
Yeah, but wait a second. You also always say that if you're in the LeBron James business, you have to win now.
Is it? I say that is what you got yourself into business with, someone who's going to want to win now every time. But I also said I do all – look, there's nuance to this. I get why LeBron's like, F them picks. You know what I mean? I get why the Nets are like, give me those picks. And I get why the Lakers are like, only little pinch.
One pick, not two picks.
Yeah, only one pick.
And you think that they do you think that they only care which pinch. One it is? Yeah. You think they What's care? That? 27 or 29? You think they care the Lakers?
I've told you that if I were going to try to keep one, it would be 27 for the reasons I just outlined.
Okay.
29 I feel better about because in theory you should be done with your rebuild by then.
All right, let me poke a little here.
So,
for a second.
just to the stuff that's been reported about the players involved, Harris, Westbrook, Horton Tucker, and Westbrook.
Wait, you said Westbrook twice.
Yeah. Westbrook, Horton Tucker, I said, Harris, and Kyrie. Those players that were reported are that reporting is accurate to my knowledge.
Okay.
And then the picks is the holdup. Like, this is all about the picks.
Okay.
So
the Nets want the Lakers' picks.
I'm not reporting this. This is just this is my hypothesis based on the conversations I've had today. Okay. This is not a report. I repeat, this is not a report. This is a hypothesis based on an educated guess based on conversations I had today.
Handful.
Okay. So now go ask whatever you want to ask.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
If I said to you, based on your conversations today, that the Lakers would give you Russ and THT, and yes, the Lakers would get Kyrie and Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lakers put in both picks,
done deal.
We'd have a done deal right now.
Now, I don't know that for sure, but I would guess that gets the deal done.
Russ, you get rid of the Russ problem. THT, young, we think he's going to be good. Last year didn't really take it to the level we kind of hoped. He was good, just wasn't showing us that he's going to be great. So, okay, I can lose THT now. A year and a half ago, I wouldn't have, but today I will. Bringing in Kyrie, I got to do a long-term contract with him, but I see that he can play.
Cappy, let me interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually think that for Talen Horton-Tucker, going to another team will be a good thing. Like, I don't look at that as a negative for him.
No, it's no negative. It's just that a year and change ago, when I wanted to see more from him, I wasn't willing to trade him. But I've seen enough now to know that I'm ready to move on. If I have to sweeten the pot with THT, I can live without him. So if I give you Russ and THT and I take on Kyrie and Joe Harris and I throw in the two picks, 27 and 29, we got a deal?
I mean, I don't know for 100% assurance, but I would say that the chances are that deal it would increase the likelihood of that deal getting consummated.
You want to do a quick role play? You ready for this? I'll be Joe Tsai, you be Genie Bus, or do you want me to be Genie and you be Joseph Tsai?
I'll be Joseph Tsai.
Okay, I'll be Genie.
Okay.
Go ahead, make a proposal.
But those aren't the people making the deal.
I understand, but in this role play situation, let's just go to the top.
Okay, but they're not making the deals. Can we do it with the people that are making the deals, like Sean Marks and Rob Pelinka?
Then that's not sexy to me. I don't want to be either of those two guys.
But Joe Tsai and Genie Bus are literally not making these deals.
Okay, well, I didn't know the name of the general manager for the Nets, so I didn't
want
to use. Yeah, I didn't want to use the names.
Okay, I'll be Sean Marks. You can be Rob Pelinka.
Okay, I'll be Rob Pelinka.
Okay, go ahead.
We will take from you Kyrie. I know he's a monster pain in your ass, and I don't know that he'll even play for us. But okay, we'll take him, and we'll take this Joe Harris guy too, because maybe he can shoot a little bit. What do you want?
A little bit. He's a good shooter, actually.
Yeah, he's all right. What do you need? What do you need?
I'll take Russ.
Okay.
I need Talen Horton-Tucker.
Can do that.
And I need both your picks.
If I agree to that right now, do we have a done deal?
Well, I mean, the league would have to approve it, but I would feel confident that I can go back to my owner and likely have the deal consummated.
Look, I have the autonomy here working for the Lakers to make deals like this happen. I'm just asking you man-to-man, GM-to-GM, look in the eyes, shake hands. Do we have a deal if I throw in these two picks? Yes or no?
I just told you I have to go back to my owner, but I feel that if you're willing to make that deal, I will go back to my owner.
Well, can you like text him right now or something?
I mean, you know, I'll call him. Is that okay?
That's fine. Call me back. I'm waiting.
Okay. Thanks. See you.
All right. So what we get from this role play situation, George, mm-hmm.
is basically the same thing I just told you a second ago.
Right. There, if the Lakers throw in both first picks,
I feel like that the chances of the deal getting done go up. Yes.
I do that deal.
You do the deal. You're willing to do the deal.
What the hell?
Okay. Well, let's ask the audience. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If the deal is Russ, Talen Horton-Tucker, and both picks, you get Kyrie and Joe Harris. Are you good on that deal? Are you good?
Oh, we're taking on the Kyrie trouble. We're trading Russ's trouble for Kyrie's trouble. Oh,
all right,
my goodness.
You know what?
Laura, you are rocking the house today.
That's what happens when they give me, a chance to put music on. I love Justin, though. That was my baby back when I was growing
me
up
too.
In my mind.
T. Lake.
Did you
I
say
love
you
Justin
too?
Timberlake. Yeah, I love Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Love him.
His little curls.
I mean, he's hot. What can I tell you, man? Dude can sing, dance. He's funny as hell. He can play golf. Dude's hot.
Yeah, he's a handsome dude.
Oh, he's a good-looking dude. And he's unbelievably talented. There's no question.
Yep.
I heard he puts on the best show.
Oh, I've heard so, too. I've never seen one in person. But
he's amazing.
Well,
he's
actually, awesome. That's not true. I was at the Janet Jackson Booby Gate thing.
Oh, you were?
Well, that was a good one, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. I saw
that's
him
as
with,
memorable as it gets, I think. Although
at
the time, I didn't notice it because I was
so far
away.
I noticed it.
I don't think anyone noticed it.
No, no, I noticed it. I was at Hooters in Anaheim. And I saw it and I went, I was at a Super Bowl party at Hooters in Anaheim and I went, oh no, that did not just happen.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, it did.
I saw him with Jay-Z. That's where I saw him.
So we got people on hold, Cappy, to talk about this crowdsourcing that I did about the Lakers and Kyrie. So my understanding after crowdsourcing, and again, this is not a report. This is me just hypothesizing based on crowdsourcing, okay, that the framework of a deal that's already been somewhat reported of Russ, Talen Horton-Tucker for Kyrie and Joe Harris is intact or was intact the sticking points are particularly the picks. You know, I feel like my understanding is, you know, the Nets would want both picks and the Lakers are not willing to give up both picks. And I understand the Lakers' position. I understand LeBron's position, or forget about LeBron's. I understand anyone, any of the veterans on that team being like, let's just get this thing done, you know? But
well, that's the issue here is that, and that's why, again, we're just going back to Jeannie's tweet the other night.
Right.
I really feel like LeBron could be, in theory, pressuring, get it done no matter what it takes. Well, LeBron, they want our two picks. So what? F them picks. And then it's like, yeah, but dude, you're not going to be here. And then we're going to be stuck and we're going to have nothing. And LeBron's like, but that, I don't care. So then Jeannie sends out that tweet like, yo, dog, back off. You know, Kobe would understand. You don't. And so, listen, George, we're role playing and we're hypothesizing to your point that it would take the two players and the two picks to get Kyrie and the other guy. Dude, do you really want to do that? I mean, you're the Lakers, do you really want to give that
if
up?
If you're telling me Kyrie's on this team and you got a shooter like Joe Harris, you are a championship contender. You're not a championship contender right now.
I wonder what people think, meaning you've been saying all along, Kyrie's your only chance, and I just wonder if Laker fans are like, I don't want him. Or maybe they all say, no, we do want him.
Yeah, no, they probably don't want him, and I would understand that sentiment as well. But what I'm telling you is, with a completely objective look, right? Like, I don't have a reason to be a homer or be a hater in this scenario. I'm telling you objectively, as someone who has covered this league for 20 years, okay, that I'll give you an example. I remember being on this station, okay, and people were calling at me saying I'm crazy for giving up Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart and whatever. And I said, if you get Anthony Davis, I said it for months. I said, if you get Anthony Davis, you're going to have a parade down Figueroa.
Well, now, you were wrong.
I was wrong because they didn't have a parade.
That's
but
right.
They did win
That's
a championship.
Right. Yeah, but so what? You're still wrong.
Yeah. I said, well, I did say the championship part too. But yes, the parade part did not come true. So I was wrong in that regard. Yes. Now, I could not have foreseen a once in 100 year event. So I'm sorry.
You didn't know the pandemic was going to happen?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, you were smart
that.
Enough to get an electric car before gas went to $7 a gallon.
Yeah, I was. Yes. But I didn't see the pandemic.
Well, you should have seen it.
Yeah. So anyway, for all the stuff that people give me about, oh, Sedona just wants to rip the Lakers, including maybe perhaps from El Segundo, I am the first one to tell you when I think something is going to work, which I have done with I did with Anthony Davis, and it did. You won a championship. If you bring Kyrie here, you have a legit shot at a championship. With this current roster, you probably don't, is my guess.
You do.
Like, you need a lot of luck.
You do. If Kyrie Irving comes here and plays in all the games.
Right.
Let me
ask you a question, because you've been pushing back on me on the Kyrie stuff, because I said to you the other day, and I want to get to the calls real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
But you know what? Let's take the calls first.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you, please write this down.
Wait, I'm writing it down because you know I won't remember it.
That you pushed back on me when I said LeBron knows how to deal with Kyrie, because he has before. And you pushed back on me on that, okay? So I have a pushback to that, okay? But I will do that in the next segment. I want to take the calls first.
God, I hope I'll be able to read my handwriting. God,
I wrote it down. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Laura.
I got you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Romy. Romy's in Valencia.
Hey, what's up, Sedano Cappy? Yeah, so the deal that you guys are talking about, I think, I mean, it's a negotiation, right? So, okay, we have a start. But what has to happen is the Lakers got to negotiate a little bit more, because if they're pulling, we got to pull, right? So if it's going to be Joe Harris that they want to include, we don't want Joe Harris. Let's put in Seth Curry instead of that, right? He's a good shooter, plays defense. Let's talk that, right?
Right. And then Romy, I would agree with you. If I'm the Lakers, I would much rather have Seth Curry. But if I'm the Nets, I'm like, yo, I'm taking a bad contract off your hands. And so to make that work, I need you to take Joe Harris, which is not a
then Sedano,
a great
we got to keep our ground in. We got to keep our ground, okay. Man. Listen,
I know, but so do they.
Right now, let's not forget, it's a microwave mentality, right? People have. Just a couple weeks ago, everybody was talking about, damn, we gave all our assets for Russell Westbrook. We don't have any assets. Now people are just willing to give away asset after asset, right? I mean, remember, it's Kyrie Irving we're talking about. I mean, he doesn't have the best history in the world, right?
Well, that's just
right. But he does have a championship.
No, no. But so what? So if the Nets say, "Hey, we're taking your problem child off your hands," the Lakers have the exact same answer.
Wait,
we're taking the problem off your hands.
And let's not act like Joe Harris is a bum. Like, this dude shot 47% from three 2 years. Okay, like a couple years ago before he got hurt.
Yeah, but I do like this idea of
47%. I mean, could you? You imagine a guy that shoots, I mean, he's a career 44% three-point shooter. Like, that's incredible. And you put that guy next to LeBron on the floor? Oh, my God. Like, that guy's not a throw-in, by the way, even though his contract is not ideal.
Okay. I still like the idea of Curry.
You're selling me on Harris.
I'm not opposed to Harris.
But they're not going to give you Seth Curry. They're not.
Well, I like what the caller is saying, though. You know, you got to stand your ground a little bit. This is a negotiation.
But Romy is looking at this from Valencia. And Romy, we appreciate it, brother. Thank you for hitting us up. Romy's looking at this with purple and gold glasses, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you got to remember that.
Hey, Romy, so, phenomenal call.
Phenomenal.
Rack him.
Steven in Van Nuys. Steven, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I would definitely do the trade, even with the two picks. Yes, obviously, we don't know what Kyrie's going to do when he comes here, if he's going to play or not. But we definitely have a better chance with Kyrie, and Harris is clearly a better shooter from the three as well. So I would definitely take those two and give up R2 and the two picks for sure. I would not hold that deal back at all.
Let me throw this at you, though. What if a year later, Kyrie is the same problem that he was in Brooklyn in L.A.?
But you're bringing that up, and I'm going to push back on you, but I got to do that in the next segment.
Oh, you do?
Yes, that's what I was literally told you I was going to talk about next segment.
Yeah, but I'm pushing back to this dude.
Okay, well, I will push back. Steven, thank you for the call. I will push back on that in a second. Devin, Jonathan, Jose, all you guys on hold, hang out. We'll get to more of your calls in a second. We got what you need to know, and I'm going to push back on Cappy's pushback, okay?
A lot of pushing back, I think.
Yeah, we'll do that next in 2 minutes.